The theme of the afternoon, as always, is true tales, and this is a true tale. It didn't happen to me personally, but it did happen to Tom Paxton. See Saigon, they shipped us up and called the roll, sent us out on a long patrol, swapping lies and swatting flies and firing the odd shot here and there. The captain called a halt that night and we had chow by the pale moonlight, a lovely supper they had for us with a taste like a seat on the crosstown bus. Some of the veterans just left theirs laying in the cans for the Viet Cong to find, deadlier than a landmine. Now somebody had told a joke and a couple of the fellas began to smoke. I took a whiff. Whoop. Whoop.
Smoking too much dope before you got here.
Hold your thought. Hold your thought.
Okay.
Can you play the guitar strap blues? Yeah.
Now somebody told a joke and a couple of the fellas began to smoke. I took a whiff as the crowd rolled by. My nose went up like an infield fly. The captain, this blonde fella from Yale, he said, what's the matter with you, baby? Maybe crazy, but I think not. I'd swear to God that I smell pot, but who'd have pot in Vietnam? He said, what do you think you've been sitting on? These funny little plants, thousands of them, pastures aplenty. We all lit up, but by and by, the whole platoon was flying high with a beautiful smile on the captain's face. He smelled like midnight on St. Mark's Place, cleaning his weapon and chanting the Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. The moment came, as it comes to all, that I had to answer nature's call. I was stumbling around in a beautiful haze, met a little cat in black PJs, rifle and a B.F. Goodrich sandal. He said, what's the matter with you, baby? He said, we're camping down the pass and smelled you people smoking grass. And since by the smell you're smoking trash, I brought you a taste of the special stash. Straight from Uncle Ho's Victory Garden, we call this Hanoi Gold. And as marijuana becomes such an impressive issue nationally, it's important to remember the affinity that it can create among, shall we say, different cultures. So his squad and my squad settled down, passing lovely stuff around. All too soon it was time to go. Captain, come on the radio. He said, hello, headquarters. We have met the enemy and he has been smashed.
Of course, I have ketchup all over my mouth when I have to. What was Vietnam? One of my kids asked me that once, and it was, or their classmates. It was shocking.